Ryan Haight was 18 years old when he bought two powerful drugs, Vicodin and morphine. He never saw a doctor or even a pharmacist. His mother says it happened in secret online. She was the one who found Ryan dead of an overdose.
I remember that moment thinking, oh my God, oh my God, why did he take these? How did he get these?
Ryan, an athlete and honors student from Southern California, got the drugs illegally through the internet from a seller in Texas.
It's like somebody entered your house, but you don't know they're there.
1,410,000 of Bioxycontin without a prescription.
Joseph Califano, an expert on addiction and drug abuse, has watched the number of advertisers for rogue online pharmacies skyrocket.
They don't care who you are. They just want you to put Bioxycontin without a prescription.
The pharmacies or cyber doctors know little or nothing about their customers' medical history, yet still put millions of pills into the hands of people with no prescriptions.
You can get Oxycontin, you can get Vicodin, you can get Ritalin, you can get Adderall, you can get Xanax, you can get Valium very easily. It's like a candy. The Internet's become a candy store for 12 to 18-year-old kids.
Experts say it's hard to put a figure on the actual number of teens buying drugs online. But with an estimated 6 million Americans overall abusing prescription medications, the Drug Enforcement Agency has stepped up efforts to shut down more than 100 of these rogue pharmacies, a daunting task.
They operate in cyberspace. They operate with anonymity, and it takes enormous amount of time to identify these pharmacies, to find out the individuals that are operating the pharmacies, what country they happen to be operating in, how they are receiving their payment.
And because they operate in places like India, China, Mexico, Canada, even when they are found, it's easy for them to shut down and reappear under a new name, making it almost impossible for parents like Ryan's mom to protect their children.
The drug dealer came into our house. It was a total invasion into our home. And that's what is so frightening.
Deborah Fayrick, CNN, New York.